Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Golly. All right, what to start with now? So, a skanky Florida mom is arrested because she abandoned her toddler in a running car so she could go swimming with sharks. The sadness in this headline is she wasn't eaten. Florida mom Allison Skanky Daughtry, yes, that's right, we're going to call her Lil Skanky, is arrested because she abandoned her toddler in a running car so she could go swimming with sharks. The 41-year-old left her 2-year-old boy in the vehicle while she went to go and swim. She said she wanted to go meet sharks. She got out, went swimming. The police had to intervene. Passerby noticed the kid crawling around in the car in a diaper. And finally, they brought a Boca Grande Marine unit, brought her to shore, and she was marched to the police vehicle, and she's in trouble. Hopefully, the child was put with a family member, but good grief. I mean, just, I'm telling you what. Also, a Florida man had a $60,000 shopping spree. He was arrested for using bogus checks. He has a neck tat right across the front of his neck, which shows you his IQ. And his name, well, it's very fitting. Carson Quackenbush. Yeah. Carson Quackenbush, age 27, is behind bars. He bought ATVs, trailers, all kinds of stuff. He was writing checks that he literally could not cash. He was arrested because finally, I think this was after a jet ski and a trailer. He tried to use a cashier's check. They put out a warrant for him. He was taken into custody by the Gainesville police. Oh, my gosh. And also, I just want to shave his head. I just don't know. Why does he have hearts tattooed right under his chin? I mean, why? Some people's children. You know what I mean? At some point, like if you're a tattoo artist, and I would look at this guy if I was, and I'd be like, "You want what? You want what?" And just decline. Just don't participate in that mess. Let's see. This armed Florida man shot dead his sister's abusive ex-boyfriend is not going to be charged because the abuser FAFO'd. The abuser was the one who first drew down on this guy. This guy had every right under stand your ground laws in Florida to defend himself. And so police have concluded, nope, he is not going to face any charges. The 23-year-old rushed to his sister's rescue and when she texted the family for help. And the criminal, the abuser, was hitting her as the brother arrived and drew down on the brother and was ready to go. But the brother was faster, thankfully. And so that case is one and done. And a big thank you to that guy because he took an abuser off the face of the earth. All right. I don't even know where to go with this one. A naked Florida man drove around town with electrical wires attached to his Frank. Was arrested. Kurt Jenkins of Boynton Beach was charged with nudity in public. He wasn't hard to miss. He would pull alongside cars and then gesture at shocked onlookers to look at his wired-up crotch. Literally, an electronic device with wires was attached to his bits. He was totally arrested and taken into custody. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and, with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. We got to talk about the aliens. NASA released a report on UFOs. I am disappointed. Didn't they say that it's boring and that you're going to be it's just like jets and stuff? Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah.
I think that's what they did say, though. NASA's UFO report. What we learned from the UAP, the unidentified aerial phenomenon, that's way dumber than UFO. UFO is so much fun. UAP sounds too much like a Cardi B song. Stop. I don't want that. Go back to UFO. So I was reading this headline because I've been gobbling this up since I saw the dude who I cannot get enough of the scientists who presented their little dolls to the Mexican Congress. Guys, I want aliens to be real. Like, don't misunderstand me. I hope that I've met one already. I really do. In fact, I think the guy who was like unveiling them for NASA might be one. Bill Nelson. God love him. But I just think that this is not real. The guy who presented the little dolls in Mexico, they just died and got mummified, laying perfectly straight and still. Just like that. They were like, oh, I guess I'm dying. And they just laid down real straight. It looks like a craft project. My youngest son, and he went to a Christian school. They had an art project. You know, they had to do like these 3D sculptures, right? And other kids were doing, you know, they would do like Bible figures or buildings or something. And my child did the Demogorgon. Yes. Also seen in Stranger Things. He did the Demogorgon. It was really good. And it kind of looks like it, like that. It looks like a kid's craft project. And I love that they're there with their little white coats. They're very serious with our dolls. I felt like I was watching like Antiques Roadshow and not a UFO presentation, right? Like, oh, we found these paper mache dolls. They're actually, I know you think that they're mummified aliens, but it's a child's craft project. We're so sorry. They look fake, Kane, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But they were so serious. Like, I really felt like they their heart was in it.
They provided x-rays. Did you
I'm
see
sure
those?
They did.
Did you see the x-rays?
I'm sure they did. They got the x-rays, sure. And then what is it? The other headline is the UAP stuff, UFO stuff. It looks like it's just like some it's boring. That's ultimately what they ended up coming out with. Yeah, I was really excited because they had three fingers and they had all kinds of stuff. And it said they had eggs inside. And my first thought was, let's make one. How do you make them? But it looks like a craft project, dude. Juan's showing you a picture of the little one down in Mexico. It doesn't look real. And would you be scared of those? My youngest son has a rule. If you can kick it, then you can't be afraid of it. If it's kickable, there's no fear there. You know what I mean? Like, if you can yeet the damn thing across a room, if it's yeetable, where's the fear? Do you think it looks yeetable? Right, Kane? They were little bitty.
They're tiny.
Little tiny
they're
things.
Little bit, they're size of dolls that you would buy in the store for kids.
Yeah. Which just sounds like a great merch opportunity. But, you know, aside from that, you know, I'm just saying. So they presented this, they got their, so basically we don't got no aliens, right? He's got the NASA video. But they're not real. Did they say we got them aliens? Is that what they said? They have not said that yet, have they?
No, they haven't. Not officially, no.
They said that they were declassifying a bunch of stuff. The truth is out there, and they have all that, but they said that there's no really evidence that aliens are behind the unexplained phenomena. I don't believe you. I don't think you tell me the truth. But then if the government told me the truth and they said that aliens were real, I would think that they weren't. Because the government told me that they were real. So I would be like, but they're not because you said they were. I don't trust you. So I don't know what to do.
X-rays are convincing, though.
Show me the x-rays again.
I just put it in slide.
Oh, yeah. Those are stupid. That's so stupid. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's not even real. That's not real. But if it was, can you imagine those aliens watching all of us debate over it?
Right.
Like those stupid humans. No wonder they'd lock their door. I wouldn't visit us. That's my sole reason for not believing that any of this is real is because I would not visit us. I wouldn't. I would prefer the darkness of the space, of deep space, than to come down here with people who go apoplectic over what's on syrup or a butter box. There's no way.
these people get upset with the coverings on their food items. I mean, we just like, we literally like commit assault over it. Why would you visit us? Oh my gosh. I wouldn't. We just discovered AI, and most of us are too damn involved in other things to recognize when we're reading it. Right? Oh my God. Would you visit us, Kane, if you were an alien?
No. If I saw everything that that's going on now, especially in society, no, I would not. I would tell all my other alien family and friends to not also.
Yeah, stay away from that place. Lock your doors.
I mean, we have people who... they have Franks and they think that they're not. They cut off their giblets and do some kind of like weird craft project and think that there's something else that they're not. Again, aliens are looking at this going, what the hell? That's why I think it's not real. I would not want anything to do with us unless it was just to like kill us all and take our minerals. That's all that's it. So that's why I don't think that any of this is real, because this would all be just reconnaissance stuff, right? Like these little dudes look like, if they were real, these look like the little reconnaissance dudes. These are the dudes that you send out ahead to gather information. They're probably mummified. They're dead because we killed them because we're so stupid. And they're mummified due to the shock of our stupidity. That's what happened. So that's why I believe that none of this is real. And seen. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently a bunch of different VHS tapes are selling for thousands of dollars. There's a catch. It has to be in mint condition and it has to be a certain one. So classics like Back to the Future, movies that have a cult following like the original Fast and the Furious, they're selling for thousands of dollars on eBay. So they said that A Nightmare on Elm Street is literally going for mint condition, VHS, $5,000 on eBay. The Goonies, $4,000. Taxi Driver, $1,900. Conan the Barbarian, $1,700. I mean, everything from the Dumbo, Teen Wolf, Gremlins, First Blood, Halloween. Those are some of the 11 most valuable VHS tapes. And again, has to be in mint condition. That's the. I cannot believe someone's paying that. Who is that? It has to be somebody in the administration, because I don't know who would be that dumb with money. The U.S. is to shift millions of dollars in military aid from Egypt to Taiwan, according to the Wall Street Journal. This is after relations between Cairo and Washington having been strained over things like human rights, Ukraine, etc. I also think it's just some people are recognizing maybe where the heat actually is. Jack Osborne, son of Ozzy, sparks furious backlash from morons after he shared a video of himself hunting elk and deer with a bow and arrow during his first hunt. Yeah, a lot of people go bow hunting. You know, for the people who think that meat just magically apparates onto the shelves in grocery stores, there's not a field where meat is grown. That's not how that works. And he was just showing like he is out there hunting with a bow. He's out hunting for elk and deer, and he wasn't acting reckless or anything. I don't understand. It's morons that are upset. People are like, oh, I'm so disappointed to see this, etc. You realize that you have to cull the herd and that it is strictly regulated. Anyone who's criticizing him for this needs to shut up and get educated on it. I'm so tired about it. It's like me talking about football. I know nothing about football. Hearing people bitch about other people responsibly harvesting meat, it's the same thing. Stop. Done with it. Also, now this is funny. Ron DeSantis launched billboards in Illinois in a hysterical campaign urging law enforcement to make the smart move to Florida, where they're going to treat their police right. More than 2,700 officers have been recruited in Florida since they've rolled out this campaign. It says citizenship matters, law enforcement matters. Make the smart move to Florida. And they actually tout a $5,000 signing bonus for out-of-state officers who relocate as part of its recruitment bonus payment program that they signed into law last year. That's hysterical. Let's see. 47% of Americans say achieving retirement security will take a miracle, and they blame inflation. And even Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg cannot find a reliable EV charger. Apparently, he was on the struggle bus recently. I know. Isn't that interesting? All right, so coming up, it's even worse at the border lately than you've ever imagined. I mean, it's always bad, but especially so this past week. We'll discuss. Stick with us. You got this in the prep last night, the video of Mads Mikkelsen, who is laughing his head off because this stupid reporter decides to, at this press conference, ask, you know, they made this movie, right? They made a movie, and it's about it takes place in 1775 Denmark. Now, Kane, Denmark, it's way up there. Yeah. And the Danish people, they're Nordic, you know, they got a specific looks about them, right? Yeah. In 1775, especially. So they were at the Venice Film Festival. And Mads Mikkelsen, one of the actors, he's a great actor. It's called The Promised Land. And the director, Nikolai Arcel, they were asked about diversity requirements in Hollywood. Now, you get the sense, because I got to admit, I don't spend a lot of time in the film world. I watch, you know, I'm very particular about the movies that I want to watch. And I have a lot of pet peeves that all rank the same. And one of them is I cannot stand sitting captive in a movie theater watching anything that's subpar. If it's not good, I'm not going to go into a theater and pay to see it. I go to the theater very, very little. Because if I will support good movies, but I do not have the attention span to sit there for a crummy one. I just can't. I get too fidgety. And then I'll aggravate everybody. So to that point, it seems like, because, you know, we're here in the United States and we see what's happening with Hollywood and we see the cultural warfare that's happening. You get the sense from this exchange between the stupid reporter and the director and Mads Mikkelsen here that this isn't really prevalent in other film industries, like in the European film industry and elsewhere, that it's just really, really just dominantly in the United States, especially since they had the Academy make those stupid requirements. And he brings up one of those, like Parasite, which is a fantastic South Korean film. And they said, he was saying, well, you know, they didn't have diversity, but they were the right kind of ethnicity, so it didn't matter. That's ultimately what he says. Anyway, this reporter asks them, you know, why is everybody white? That's what he basically asks. Listen to this exchange, because Mikkelsen starts laughing.
This is a cast and a Danish production, which is entirely Nordic. It therefore has some lack of diversity, you would say, as also new rules are implied
in
Hollywood.
What are you on to?
sorry, but
from the get-go.
From the get-go, there is said some...
Okay. Well, first of all, the film takes place in Denmark in the 1750s.
Yeah. Well, you moron, the film takes place in Denmark in the 1750s, and I don't know if you're familiar with Denmark in the 1750s. It's the southernmost of the Scandinavian countries. There were a lot of Nordic people there. That's like going to, I don't know, going to any country in Africa in the 1700s and going, why is there so few white people? I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why? Or going to China and being like, where are the Americans at? Or, you know, I mean, like, why? Who does this stuff? This is so stupid. This is so stupid. And in 1750, it's a movie. Do you realize back in history, before you had world travel like the way that we do now, you really had, you know, people of, you know, different countries. There was a little bit of, you know, there was some, it was a little bit homogenous. That's history. I can't believe I have to say this. And the sky is blue. Oh my gosh. Oh, well, it's, I love the director. He's, well, you know, it was made in the 1750s in Denmark. That's what was happening. I mean, back in the, what, in the 1700s, I mean, good grief. This is just, it's so goofy. So they were like, well, it's a, you know, it's a film about, you know, these, I don't even know what it's about, but it's based in Denmark in 1775. And so the reporter's like, well, why is it so white? And then he asks them, don't you think it's a bummer? It wasn't a question so much as it was an observation. He's like, don't you think it's a bummer that your movie's probably going to be ignored by the Academy because of, you're all white? That's basically what he asks. Mads Mikkelsen just sat there with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot all over his face. Like, he could not believe what he was hearing. Like, this is the stupidest thing ever. And it is stupid. It's like you wouldn't go to feudal Japan. You know, before Commodore Perry had his boats in the harbor. You wouldn't go to that. If you were making a film during that period and be like, where's the diversity? Because you would be, especially if you were making a movie that was based in some sort of historical accuracy for the sake of suspending disbelief in the mind of the viewer. You know how dumb that would be if I, you know, how dumb would that be? Right? It's like Rurouni Kenshin, which is one of the best films ever made. And it's a series. If you haven't seen all of it, you hate yourself. It is one of the most amazing, oh my gosh, it's fabulous, fabulous series. It would be like going to, you know, if they were at the Venice Film Festival and asking the director of, you know, Rurouni Kenshin, where are the white people at? Where is the diversity? And they would look at you like you're a moron because it's feudal Japan. I mean, for crying out loud, I mean, it's pre-Tokyo. It's similar. Gosh, I hate the cultural push towards this. I just can't stand it. Just there's some things in history that's the way it is. It's not like a statement against anything. That's how it was.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.